Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI, March 9th. Happy Thursday. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys here. And Noah, what do you have for us today?
So I kind of want to keep today's a little lighthearted, so I got some funny facts about a few of our presidents.
Okay.
So, did you know when Jefferson met Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, which is a Lewis and Clark, when he sent them on the exploration to go explore the Louisiana Territory, he actually told them to watch out for mammoths.
Mammoths?
Mammoths.
Okay.
Apparently, he was a mammoth fanatic, and he believed and was convinced that they were still alive and that they were gallivanting over in the American Wild West. So wow. He told Lewis and Clark to watch out for mammoths.
That's pretty funny.
That's Jefferson.
Yeah.
Then we got James Madison. So James Madison and his wife, Dolly, they helped popularize ice cream in America. So they would try different tastes and whatnot. Popular, not so popular now. But apparently they had chestnut-flavored asparagus, parmesan. All those were on the menu. And wow. Dolly's favorite was oyster-flavored ice cream.
No.
Yes. So glad those have disappeared. Yes. I don't know how I feel about all those.
Asparagus sounds like the worst to me.
Oh, I love asparagus.
I do too.
But yeah, as an ice cream,
yeah.
And then the last one I got, this one's pretty interesting as well. President Jackson, he received a present at the White House, a 1,400-pound wheel of cheese. A wheel, yes.
That's a big wheel of cheese.
It sat around for 2 years. He ate on it here and then there, I guess. But he got sick of cheese because obviously it's a whole lot of cheese. He invited 10,000 visitors to the White House to help get rid of this cheese.
Wow.
And this is the residents' comments. The air was redolent with cheese. The carpet was slippery with cheese. And nothing else was talked about in Washington during that day. Another person called the event an evil-smelling horror.
Oh, my goodness.
That cheese just stunk up the whole White House.
Wow.
So there you go. If you want to know kind of what our old presidents went through, there you go.
Yeah, there you have it. I like that. All right. So did you know that some dogs can understand 250 words?
250 words?
Yeah. So according to the American Psychological Association, the average dog can understand 165 words, and super dogs, those in the top 20% of canine intellect, can understand around 250 words. So dog intelligence, you know, can be divided into three main types. There's instinctive, which is what the dog is bred to do. There's adaptive, what a dog learns from its environment. And then working/obedience, what a dog is trained to do. So research into the levels of working and obedience intelligence in various dog breeds shows that actually border collies displayed the highest levels, followed by poodles, German shepherds, and golden retrievers. And so although 250 words is already impressive, it's by no means the absolute limits. The Einstein of the dog world is actually a border collie named Chaser. And according to the journal Behavioral Processes, Chaser has the ability to recall and correctly identify 1,022 words.
I don't even know if I know that many words.
I don't know if I do either. Yeah, it says that this far exceeds the vocabulary of any known dog and pushes Chaser into the cognitive ability range of a 3-year-old human being.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. So yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
So some dogs have crazy memory and can actually recognize a lot more words than I would have thought. Like, I feel like it's not crazy to think that dogs know some words and
right.
Know
you
some
say
commands.
Certain things, they know what's going on.
Yeah,
but it's not like they understand the whole sentence.
Right, right.
Apparently, that's false.
Yeah, I guess that border collie that understands 1,000 words probably
put a whole sentence together. Yeah. Like here, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. We'll return with the last episode of the week tomorrow at 2:45.